Welcome back to Blues Roots. The blues train keeps rolling on with more live music and fun times ahead, so let's have a listen.
Well, I tell you, it is always a pleasure to hear your voice, Stephen. We have a really good time. When we come out there and do the tribute show, hey, I want to take up about like 10 minutes of your time because I know that you're a busy man out there in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, you know what? We wanted to know, Boots and I and all the people here at the radio station wanted to know, how did you come about getting such a hot radio station out in San Francisco called Biscuits and Blues?
There soon will be a Biscuits and Blues station here. We're going to be live streaming, you know, on a regular basis. So anyone from South Carolina can actually tune in to our live stream.
All right.
So so stay tuned, you know, like to our, maybe subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, that'll be great. Well, you could you could subscribe to our station and listen to us too. We trade off, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know, we know that you we understand that you have a tribute coming up there. Who's going to be your tribute artist out there? I heard his name.
You mean the Big Daddy Kate like BB King tribute?
Oh yeah, I've heard you've been working with that guy for a long time, huh?
It's happening in just over a month. You know, Martin Luther King's holiday weekend.
Oh yeah. And as I was saying, people was all concerned about you as far as how did you come about getting the club and becoming the hottest blues club out there on the West Coast. How did that happen?
Before we go there, Big Daddy,
yeah,
how long has this tribute been going on at Biscuits and Blues?
I believe the tribute show has been going on since 2004. It's been a long time. A wonderful.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's 2006.
2006. All right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So now go back to your question.
And the question.
How do I come about? You know, getting into this club.
Yes.
You know, that was back in 2006.
Oh yeah, you just got started. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
As soon as I get into a club, I met you somewhere and in Hayward. Was it in Hayward? Yes.
Yes,
it was in Hayward.
Yes, the Hayward Blues Fest. Yes, and you were there.
That's right. You and I look at each other and we know that we got it made, right?
That's right. We're brothers from different mothers. It's all right, as they always say, right?
And ever since then, you know, you come every year, right?
That's right. We have a great time.
That's
every
right.
Time. But we can't forget about, you know, Tina.
Oh,
it takes two.
Yes.
You know, they say every time there's a great man, there's
a
awesome,
woman.
Fantastic woman somewhere next, right by.
Yep, and she is
like,
a hard worker.
You talk just like B.B. King. When I met B.B. King, that's exactly what he said to my wife.
Yeah.
And when I was shaking his hand, I introduced Tina to him.
Oh.
And Tina was like probably 6 foot behind me. You know, she's very shy, you know. And then the first thing coming out of his mouth is, for every successful man, there's always a beautiful woman behind him.
I agree. Yes.
That's right.
Sense, yes.
Yeah. And he's such a darling. You know, he's just like, he said all these good things, even though I was my first time shaking his hand, and he doesn't even, but I mentioned Biscuits and Blues, and this is what he said. Oh, Biscuits and Blues. Now, 2006, Biscuits and Blues has a pretty good name back then.
Right.
We were selected as the club of the year for keeping the blues alive in 1999.
I can understand why.
Yes. Back then was called the W.C. Handy Award.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I went down there, Memphis, down there on Beale Street, and I played at the Handy's park down there with a band down there, and they had his statue out there.
Right, yeah, yeah. And B.B. King is really, really, you know, an idol for a lot of Americans. And yeah, it's such a household name, and it's just a blessing. We have this kind of hero, you know, in our life.
That is very true, yes.
And right?
Yes, it's wonderful. And I can say, we really appreciate you having us out there, right, Booth?
Absolutely, we do.
Yes, once or twice a year to come out and perform. And if we really ask him really hard, we can get him out here. Maybe the next time we get him out here, it won't be a hurricane.
He
can come down here to the station and do our show with us down here.
They hopped on that plane so fast when they heard a hurricane was coming, it was like they were on fire.
I asked him, I said, what, you don't like our company? He said, no, Big Daddy, it's a hurricane coming. Me and Martina got to go.
I had a great experience with the hurricane.
Yeah.
I come and... So we landed before the hurricane come, but, you know, before the storm is always a calm day, right? So we spend that day, you know, kind of like in the tourist district in South Carolina, right?
Right.
I mean, Charleston, right? And then the next day, I have to go scramble and go to the supermarket and buy stock. The hotel tell us that there won't be any electricity for the next few days.
So that's what we then, do.
And then we call the airline. They said, well, you know, there's no flight going out, but, you know, check tomorrow. So we were at the airport the next day, and then as soon as our flight took off, you know, they shut down everything. It was a great experience.
I know about those kind of experiences because we left there down in Biscuits and Blues. We were sleeping in the airport for 3 days.
We were snowed in.
And then left there and went to Chicago. We were snowed in again back there.
We had to spend the night there.
Got back here to South Carolina, and I tell you, things was frozen out here.
Yeah, it was cold out here.
We were trying to make it down to the station. And John, I said, John, it's snow out here. My car won't start. He said, Big Daddy, I got you. It's all good.
Hey,
that's our sound engineer, John.
We have Elvin Bishop playing last Saturday. We're having John Name is playing this coming weekend. That's like a blessing, you know. We still have some very, very good quality musicians coming out and perform at our club, so hopefully, you know, there's more musicians that can kind of like get on the road, you know.
Tour.
That's what the music is about.
And I tell you, I would like for you to say, if you could do me a favor, two nice gentlemen is listening to you right now in the studio. This is Dave, is the owner of the Patriots Club, and also John. If you could just say hello to these two young men, because John makes us sound so wonderful.
I know,
radio.
He does.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Dave
Hi,
and John.
Everyone. Is it, you say Jay? And
Dave.
Also...
Dave.
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 Dave and John.
Dave and John, pleased to meet you. Well, you know, when you do come, you know, please say hi.
Yes.
please make sure you make a point. You know, where's Steve? Get him out there.
Another thing you got to talk about, Stephen, is how good your food is out there.
Awesome food.
Great and drinks. Oh, I'll tell you.
Great food.
We starve ourselves all day so we can have that food when we get there.
It's great food.
I know.
Really good, yeah.
And Stephen Tina cook it all.
Yeah, lately the gumbo has been getting rave review. Everyone that comes in is like, you know, is Tina here? Is Tina here? They feel like if Tina's not there, you know, the gumbo will not be good. And then they didn't know that the gumbo is always prepared by Tina. So she cooked it almost every day.
Oh, is that? That's what I heard last time when I was up there. Some guy came in. Well, there's no gumbo, man. I gotta go home.
But your chicken is good too. But I also eat the gumbo as well.
I don't eat just chicken. I want some gumbo. Tina, what? He took off. You're right. I said, hey, man, they got good chicken. I want some gumbo. Tina ain't here. I got to go. But I tell you what, man, we had a great time. I appreciate you giving us a couple minutes of your time. And I know you're a busy man out there with all the entertainment that you do out there in the club. And Boots and I really appreciate you and Tina very much.
We love you guys.
And when you're here again, hopefully you can get here when there's no hurricane and come down here to meet these two nice gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Dave and John on our station.
Yeah, anyone who's listening, you know, subscribe to our Biscuits and Blues channel on YouTube, and then you get to see the streaming.
That's awesome.
All right.
John is locking you in right now as we speak. So you go to the podcast. Hey, we got to tell you how to get to the podcast, our podcast. Okay. This is WVFFradio.com.
WVFFradio.com.
Yep. Big Daddy Blues you can use.
Okay, cool.
And we're a nonprofit radio station, so, you know, we have a good time, yes.
All right.
Hey, tell everybody out there on the West Coast, we said all right, and we had a good time.
Yeah, we'll put your mark on our website. All right.
Thank you for answering us.
Hey, we had a good time talking about everything we're going on. We'd like to Dave and James and John for having a good time, for having us out here. Steven, you and Tina have a good time.
And also, you know, when you come next month,
yes,
we'll be live streaming you around the world.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well, that sounds good.
All right.
We appreciate it. Hey, we had a good time. Hey, what about the audience? How you think about Tina and Steve? Oh, my God. Our crowd is really going crazy because of you guys. It's just so awesome. Say what? Oh, they clapping for you and everything. These people really enjoyed your time on the recital. Say what? All right, Steven, we had a good time. We're going to get on out of here. So we had a good time. Tell Tina we said hello out there on the West Coast with Biscuits and Blues, y'all. Give a chance to listen to the live stream out there. This is Big Daddy Cade and Boosie and John. Hey, we had a good time. You guys have a good time.
Thank you.
Get back with you next time. Didn't mean to wake you up, but thanks for joining in. Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode of the Blues Roots Show with Big Daddy Cade. Keep on grooving and join us next Tuesday for more blues guests, giveaways, and good times. Only here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.